every day is a good day to obey the Lord. Find out how that simple principle can transform your life in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Growing up, it was always a good day to obey my parents, but sometimes I would walk into the house and I could cut the tension with a knife. I didn't know if it had been a bad day at work, if the cat had thrown up on the carpet, or what had happened, but my sister would say under her breath, "Today would be a really good day to obey." I knew what she meant. No one knew that every day was a good day to obey the Lord. That simple principle saved not only his life, but the life of his family. It's described in Genesis chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. There the Bible says, "And God said to Noah, 'I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch.'" Why Noah? Was he a great shipbuilder, a prominent leader, even a good carpenter? No, none of those was the reason. God spoke to Noah for one reason. Noah was listening. It's recorded in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Of all the people of Noah's day, only Noah was walking with God. Only Noah made a daily commitment to make the Lord's command a part of his life. And so, it was only Noah who heard God's warning. Why? Because Noah was the only one listening. I went squirrel hunting with my grandfather. It began as a very frustrating experience. He always knew where the squirrels were. I could never find them. I would look exactly where he told me, and all I saw was a tree. Finally, he explained it to me. He told me, "You don't see them, you hear them." Sure enough, if I listened, I could hear the squirrels chatter. It was a noise you wouldn't notice if you weren't listening for it, but it was there. And when you heard them, you could see them barely peeking around the tree's bark. I spent the morning with my grandfather learning that the more you listen, the more you hear. That is nowhere more true than with God. The more we listen to God, the more we will hear. The more we practice listening to God, the more we will be ready for those days when we must hear the voice of our Lord. Noah was prepared to obey God's voice because he made a lifetime of listening to God's voice. God had told Noah he was going to destroy the world. That was significant information, but the following statement was even more significant. God told Noah how he and his family could survive. God tells Noah to build an ark. The following verses describe its dimensions and construction: 450 feet long, 750 feet wide, 45 feet high. This was a ship not designed for navigation. It really was more of a four-story covered raft. God would take care of the navigation. God would take care of Noah. Even within the building instructions, God promises his protection. The word for pitch, what Noah was to use to make the ark watertight, that word's closely related to the Hebrew word for atonement. Knowing and following God's command led Noah and his family to salvation. Listening to God will lead us to the only source of salvation that we'll find in Jesus. Noah heard God's direction over a lifetime of walking with the Lord. What will God's message be for you? You can find out, because now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.